good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
From Mark 4:15, as soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. In the parable of the sower, Jesus said, some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Ever notice how you can sit at home and watch a two-hour advert-packed film without feeling restless or bored? Yet when the sermon exceeds 30 or 40 minutes, you keep glancing at your watch and can't wait to get out of church. And if someone asks you the next day what the preaching topic was, most times you couldn't tell them. Jesus said, Satan comes and takes away the word. So how can you retain it? Well, number one, write it down. When you make notes on what you read and hear, you'll retain more, be more impacted, and get much more out of it. Number two, pray it through. Unless you pray over the word you're hearing, you'll keep coming home from church moved but unchanged. Many of the great saints of old read through the Bible on their knees. You should try that too. Number three, discuss it with others. God's word is like a seed that multiplies and grows when it's watered by conversation with others who share your faith. The Bible says those who feared the Lord talked with each other and the Lord listened and heard. And number four, practice it daily. John tells us the word was made flesh. The best way to retain God's word is to practice its principles or flesh it out. That's how to hold on to the word you've received from the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.